Zog the Gemara again, daf nun beis, omed beis. We'll start around 15 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Loi kotz be kafnaisa. Rabbi Loi kotz on shviyas kafnaisa. Kafnaisa is a deckel tree that has very small peiris on there. They're not totally ripened at all. So there's an issa to be ma'abed and mafsid peiris of shviyas. But it wasn't a pre yet. So that's why he did it, l'chayra. Rabbi Loi kotz kafnaisa de shviyas. Fagamoi hech avidochi, how did he do it? After all, it says, lo'ochlam rachmon avloi lehefsid and being mafsid de pre. V'chitem, you're going to tell me this difference. Harimi lehech de nochas de peira. That's only when it's a ripened fruit, then there's an issa mafsid de pre. Avidech lo'nochas de peira loi. Frag de gemora, we see that it's also even before it's ripened. Where do we see such a thing? That's a shame pre before. V'omar Rav Nachman. We ask him from Rav Nachman. Omar Rav Ravua, hani mitchle de olo. Our Lord's an issa pre the first 3 years. So the mitchli is the husk that covers the pre in the onset, right in the beginning before it's ripened, is asira. It has a shame pre also. A shame of pre is a pre. It's not called an eight because the atse oil is not also, only the pre. But a shame is called the pre. Why? Hoyo v'nasa shame of the pere. The shame of the pere emes have. When is the stage that it's called the shame of the pre? These mitchli the orla. Zog the Mora beKufra. Kufra means when it's unripened stage. And yet it's called V'kakore lePera. It's called Shoyim lePri. So we see it's the same Pri even before. So you say it can't be Mafsid Pera Shvias, even in the initial stages. And for the Gemara, don't ask me for Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, the Omek Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that a shame pre is initially even before it's mevushal. Masha Enkin Rabbonon argue on that. And Rabbi Loi that kotz kafnaisi holds like Rabbonon. Where does Rabbi Yossi say this din? So Gemara, Rav Nachman Domek Rabbi Yossi, the Tanan. Rabbi Yossi Oimel, smodar. Smodar means when it initially blossoms, when the flower falls off and the initial bud is there before it's a shame pre, is osir. Bipnei shu pre. It's called already a shame pre, and it's osir, meaning it's a shame orl, it's a shame pre. And that's shita Rabbi Yossi. But that is not the shita of the Rabbonon, that it's already called the pre then, upligi Rabbonon alei. So now it's not shver anymore, Rabbi Loi kotz kafnaisa, because he holds it's not called the pre, so it's not called mafsid peiris. That's where we got up to yesterday. Frag the Gemara, maskev l'Rav Simi min Hadoi. Rav Simi min Hadoi asks, if this is correct, you're telling me that Rabbonon argue on Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Loi kot kafnaisa because of the Rabbonon. Where do Rabbonon argue? We know they argue by Smodar. Smodar is talking about a grape, that when it blossoms in the beginning and the bud falls off and the flower falls off, that initial stage is not called the pre. But who said Rabbanon argue about other fruits? Rabbi Loi, after all, cut a kafnaisa. Kafnaisa was a deckel tree, a palm tree. So over there, who says initial stage is not called the pre? Frag the Gemara, maskev lo Rav Simi min Hadoi. Frag the Gemara, maskev Rav Simi min Hadoi. Umli pigi Rabbanon. But other trees, they don't argue. And other trees, they agree to Shem Pri. We learned Behedya in the Mishnah in Shvius. When can't you cut the trees in Shvius? So Rashi says, when it already gets the leaves, Rashi in Brochus, Reb Kiveges Mitzayin, is talking about when it gets the initial fruit. The what's it called? The question is, what's the lomdus in the Rashi over here? If it's the leaf, so the Mikdash Dovid says, because even though a leaf is not a fruit, but it's ready royal Michael Behema, so it's like a fruit. Is the leaf bottled to the shame pre and you have to wait for the pre? Or the leaf itself is considered already a pre because it's Michael Behema, it's like a fruit. We eat an apple, Behemas eat leaves. But the point is, Beishamashit is, all trees, we don't differentiate, it's called the Kedusha Shvius, it's a pre already, Mishiyotziu, the initial leaves, or the initial pre. Ubeisil oimrim, Beisil is mechalik. And we'll see what Beisil says. Hachaguvin, when you have carob trees, a boxer tree, Mishi Yishreshu. Yishreshu is Ogdrashi, Mishi Yiru, Behen Kein Shashresh Chaguvin. You see like chains of Chaguvin. That's the initial stage, Mishi Yishreshu. Hakfanim, when it comes to vines, Daphnim Gimel Omer Aleph, Mishi Yagriu. Yagriu zogdrashi, mishi godlu hanovim ktsas. The grapes grow initially a little. Veniku girua, ulkamam for shiu kapula lovon. That's called pia lovon. Rabbi Nechanan Lovia says that mishi yagriu means yeshla garinim. It gets the initial pits. The pits inside the grapes. That's the initial stage. Now, mishi yagriu. Vahazesim, when it comes to olives, mishi yanitsu. Yanitsu means zogdrashi. It's innate, it's kein mitchli, it's like the shoymer, it's like the host that protects it. Also, it's an initial stage of the olives, it has a protection around it. Now, the main thing, what's the gate to us? V'shah kol ilonois, all other trees, when is it considered that you're not going to be mafsid on shvius? Mishi yoytziu. Mishiyotziu, like we said before, means the Tchilas Pri. So we see Beis Hillel, Rabbonon, agree that all fruits because is a shame Pri Mishiyotziu. So you're telling me that Smodad is a Machloikas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbonon, but Shakol Elon is Mishiyotziu. So if we say back to the Kasha, Rabbi Loi, Kotz Kafnaisa, the Shvius, that's not Smodad, that's not a grape, that's talking about Shai Elonois. And it says clearly Mishiyotziu, it's a shame Pri. So how do you do it? Now the Gemara goes back to the Etzin Dino Mishia Griu. We said that Kfanim is Mishia Griu. So the Gemara of Rav Asi, who Boiser, who Girua. Boiser is Girua. Who Poila Lovon? Poila Lovon is a little bean. So the Gemara, Poila Lovon, what does a bean have to do with a grapevine? Ela Ema Shiuva Poila Lovon. The size is like a Poila Lovon. Now, back to the Kasha. Uman Shamed Leid Oma Boiser in Smoda Loi. We had a Machloikis before. Before we said there's a shita of smodar. Now, the opposite of smodar is boisar. I mean, the later stage of smodar is boisar. Who is the bar plukta of Rabbi Yossi that says smodar? Smodar is when the flower falls off. Boisar is when it's a size of a poila lovon. Who is that shita? Man, shamele doma boisar in smodar loy. That's Rabbonon. The Rabbonon that argued Rabbi Yossi. So we see clearly this is Shita's Rabbonon that argued Rabbi Yossi. Vekotoni, and it says black and white, Shakoli Ilonis Mishiyotziu. That it's called the Pri as soon as Mishiyotziu. This is clearly the Baplukta of Rabbi Yossi because it doesn't say Smodar, it says Boisar. Boisar is a further stage. And yet it says Oli Ilonis Mishiyotziu. So back to the drawing board. How did Rabbi Loi cut Kafnaisa? Enter the Gemara. Ela Rabbi Loi b'din nischani kots. He cut b'din nischani. Zok Rashi, what's nischani? Tmorim shel dekel zochar. It was a dekel zochar. The einom is bashlim by olomis. It never ripens on the tree. How do you ripen it? V'goydin oisem b'nissan v'em is bashlim me'alein b'kli kofus kapis tmorim. It only ripens in a kli made out of kapis tmorim. Ula oilem enktanois hilkach Rabbi Loi loy afsad midi. The whole inyan of not cutting down a tree that has fruits on it is when it's misbashal on the tree. But since this type of fruit, a dekel zocher, never is misbashal on the tree, so you're not being mafsid the peris when you cut it off the tree because it will be misbashal in the kli anyways. So that's not considered being mafsid. And that's the reason why Rabbi Loi cut the cut kafnaisa. Zok de Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabbonon. You're allowed to eat the grapes when it's called Zman Beer. Oichel is the name of a place. Until the grapevines of the place of Oichel cease to exist, that's not called Zman Beer yet. Man, if you have a later area that's even further, that it remains longer than Loy Shal Oichel, the place called Oichel, then Oichel and Alein, then still it's considered Shal Oichel Menachayim and Asoda. Oichlin bezeisim, when it comes to olives, achichala achen shebetkoya. What'd you say? Loyos are what it's called when you have a bundle of grapes, a cluster. Oichlin b'banovim achichalut loyos aloichol until the clusters of grapes cease to exist in the city of Oichel. Im yesh mechoz men oichlin alein. Oichlin bezeisim achichala achen shebetkoya. Tkoya is another place. That's a place that had a lot of zesim. So Rashi Tkoya Mokim zesim. So as long as they're still in Tkoya, then you know it's actually called Chaim Asoda. Gabliyaza Oima Achichala Achen Shel Gush Cholov, a city called Gush Cholov. Zok the Chazanish, what it's a Machloikes Metzias? What's later? So the Chazanish explains about it's not a Machloikes Metzias, but rather if a person cannot get to Tkoya to see if they still have zesim over there, you can look in Gush Cholov, and if in Gush Cholov you still have, then it's a raya that avada you still have in Tkoya. Zogt der Breise weiter, kedei shee oni yoitze ve'ene moitze. This fact that you have left over in these places doesn't mean you have one grape. It means it has to be a certain amount. Kedei shee oni yoitze ve'ene moitze lo b'noifam lo b'ikra roiva. If he doesn't find a roiva of grapes, or if it's esim, so then it's considered that it's called chayim nasoda. But if he finds less than that, that it's already called kolu. Zogt der Breise weiter, oichlen b'groigus. Groigus are dried figs. Achichalu page beis hini. Until it's nischala, you don't have any more page beis hini. That's called zman beer. You have to get rid of it. Machuz Yishoyin, what get rid means? Does get rid mean bring it out of your house? Be mafkert? They can bring it back in. Or actually destroy it. Pagabesini is not le'inyan shvius that it's called marbir, but it's a gabbe the din of meiser. Meaning, like we learned, pagabesini vahini de tuvina chayom b'meiser. You might think they're not chayim b'meiser because they're very small. So it's a gabbe the din of meiser. That's not le'gabbe the din of shvius. So that's not the place le'gabbe the zman of biur. The last dates still in Tzoyar. Meaning, as long as the dates are bein akipin, even amongst the leaves. But if it's amongst the thorns, we used this Gemara before, the bein ashitzin, when it's amongst the thorns, so it's physically not able for the achaya to get there. So even though it's a zaitka reason why it's not attainable and accessible, that's also according to Rabbi Yehuda says, that was the guy with this din we wanted to say. The last Eretz in the Gemara, that Ben Ashitzin, it's not considered that it's accessible. But Ein Oichal Ben Ashitzin, because that's not amongst the thorns, it's not practically able to for the animal to get here.
What about the last.
In this, yeah. We learned that from a Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, if it's accessible for chayish abesoda, then it's still you can even feed your animals. Be net from it. But if it's not chayish abesoda, then it's zman biur.
Even though in our neighborhood there's nothing left, but as long as there's five.
So we had a sugya, the three arotzos. There's Yehuda, the Eva, Yad, and Golul. So does it mean that whole of Yehuda is all dependent on anywhere in Yehuda, or does it mean in Yehuda itself the three areas? There's Hashvela and Emek. And the reason is, Rechayim explained, I think the Chazanish, because an animal is very particular. An animal that's used to mountainous fruits is not going to go to a valley type of fruit. They stick in it. You know, sometimes you're driving on a highway, you see cows even without a fence, they stay in a certain area. In the wild, they stay in a certain area. They're mountainous. These are from the valley. These are from a rocky terrain. It depends where they are used to. So that's called Achi Echola. But there are three places, Taka. There's Yude, Eva, Yarden, and Golu. The following question. It don't say anovim till a certain place, like we said, till a certain area, but it says arapesach. It's zman, which is not totally in a mokum. Ubezesim aratzeres until shvuos begoygas archanika. Not like we said before that it's totally in a mokum. Zokdi gemara and betmogam arapurim and derech hamuna. Reb Chaim says it's mashman gemara. We don't differentiate between shana pshuta and shana muberes. Any purim. Va'omer abibi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is machlev the last two, meaning instead of groigas ad chanukah, he said groigas ad purim, and instead of tomorrow ad purim, he said tomorrow ad chanukah. Okay, but upon him, the kasha is black and white. We see clearly it's not totally in the mokum, it's totally in the zman. And to the gemara, the first there it says idvi dechat shiuva, it's taka one shear. When we say the shear of pagi beis hini, or when we say the shear of gushel cholov at koya, all these places, that is the zman of Pesach and Atzeres and Chanukah and Purim. That's the zman. It's like a one shear. V'hiboy same another teretz is Hakatoni Behedya. It says in the same brisa that we had before Im Yesh Mu'choras Mehen Oichan Aleihen. That Einachanami. It says in the brisa before that Anovim Machichlu Dolio Shall Oichol, the place of Oichol, and then it says Im Yesh Mu'choras Mehen Oichan Aleihen. That's Mu'choras. If the Mu'choras is Oichan Aleihen, that's like a Pesach and Shavuos and these different zmanim. Zog Ma'atayin Reb Shem Gamliel Loimer. The second wide line. Simin lahorim. If you want to know if you're in a mountainous area, we're talking about Zman Bir. And we said this har de shvela. How do you know you're in a har? Zok demoga milin. If you see golnut trees growing, then you know in a mountainous area. Simin lamokim. How do you know you're in a valley, in an amic? The kolim. You see palm trees. Simin lacholim. How do you know you're in an area that's a river? Zok demoga kanim. Even if it's a dried up river, you know it's a mokim of a river, you see reeds. Similar shvela, how do you know you're in a flatland? Shikma is a sycamore tree. The afbishin gaila dover zechle dover, that a shikma is a mokum of shvalim. Shenema vitna melech is a kesib yushlaim kavonim. He gave the money, the silver like stones. Vesarozim nosan kishkomim, like shikmim. Asheba shvela lagoiv. So it says clearly that he gave it, bashikmim. That you find in the Shvela L'Rov an abundance. So we see Shikmim, sycamore trees, are in a Shvela in a flat area. Oh, Frek, the Gemara, why Nafkamina? The Gemara is going to discuss in a second. Pashas and Nafkamina is Mechamemkar. I'm selling you an area of Shvela. Well, there has to be sycamore trees there. Zog the Gemara, Simil Hogimilin, Simil Amokim, tkolim, horim, we said, is milin, which is gall nuts. Amokim is tkolim, valleys are tkolim, is palm trees. Nafkamina, le bikurim. The Gemara first says, initial nafkamina, le gabi bikurim. Ditran, when you bring bikurim, the zayin minim, it has to be the shvach of those minim. You can't bring from inferior zayin minim, from places that they don't grow well, like horim or amokim. So Gemara, ditran, it's mishim bikurim. Eim vi mikurim, ela mishivis aminim, velo mit kolim shebahorim. Those are inferior. So the nafkamina is the gabikurim. Are you bringing from those areas or not? If you see golnut trees, you know it's hogim. And if you see tkolim, you know it's amokim. Zogmo similar nechalim. What's the gabin nachal? What's that negay? That's not negay bikurim. Zogmo kanim. What's reads negayah? Nafkamina nachal eson. When you have an egg lagufa, you have to decapitate the head by a nachal. Well, you have to know if it's a nachal or not. Is this a nachal? Do you see kanim or not? Similar shvela. How do you know a shvela that you're in a flat area? We said shikma, sycamore trees, nafkamina lemekhumemkai. That's the posh nafkamina. I'm selling you a shvela. Are there shikmas over there or not? Zakmara hashid oslahi. Once you're coming onto this reason, so kula namina mekhumemkai. You can say everything. Mountainous area on a sale mekhumemkai is a nafkamina legabi all these things. Does it have milin? Does it have gold nuts or not? Zok the Mishnah. Mokoyim shenogu limkar behema daka. The Mishnah first, the parak started off mokoyim shenogu. That was the gabei. The initial Mishnah was the gabei mokoyim shenogu lasa melacha barve psachim at chatzos. And then we said about mokoyim shekolu hamoylich peres shvius and mokoyim shekolu mokoyim shloy kolu. That was the first Mishnah, and we discussed all the sugars of shvius and his manbir. That is the next Mishnah. Mokoyim shenogu limkar behema daka lenochim moichin. A behema gasa you can't sell to a goy. The Gemara says Avodah Zarah because of three reasons. A behema gasa that a goy does work with, melacha, so there's a problem of she'ela, schiras, and esuni. She'ela means if I lend him the animal, it remains my animal, then there's a problem of shvisas behemtoi. An animal that's a gasa you do work with on the field. Shvisas behemtoi is also, even if it's in the goy's possession, it's mine. Or schiras, I rented it to him, it's still mine. However, selling it to him, it's his. But there's a problem, otu she'ela v'schigus, that if you might come to lend or rent, and then there's a third chash, nisyuni. Nisyuni means even if you take a sell it, not the gzera otu selling it, even if you take a sell it, but let's say the guy wants to test it out. He says, okay, let me see how it works. So the yid is going to call the animal, and it might be right before shkia, before Shabbos, then you end up being mechamer acha behemtoi, because you called out the animal, he said, Betsy, come here, and you're mechamer acha behemtoi, so that's why you're not allowed to sell a behemet gasa. Now, behemet daka doesn't do work, you don't have these problems. So the behemet daka, the Gemara says, either because they revea, because they do bestial acts, that's why it's also, as lifneiver, but there's other reasons brought that because it's like a gzeira, or to behemet gasa. Behemet daka is or to a gzeira of behemet gasa. If you do behemet daka, you'll sell behemet gasa. Zok the pshloime ega and gilim asho on the shach. Why is it not gzeira? If the whole reason that you're not allowed to sell behemet gasa is because she'ela, schiros, and it's uni, you test him or you lend it or rent it, so why is behemet daka gzeira? Zok the biggest side. The mokum shenogu lo limko behemet daka is a chumra. When it comes to chumras, that's not called gzeira l'gzeira. A chumra is not a gzeira l'gzeira. Big yisoid in gzeira l'gzeira. You can always say, chad kul chad gzeira. But he says, a chumra is not called gzeira l'gzeira. The city is mekabel on itself this chumra, that's not called gzeira l'gzeira. Zog dig mishnah, mokim shnogu limka behem edakel anochim moichin, mokim shlo nyogu limka limka, ein moichin. Uvechol mokim yemochim lehem behem agasa, like we said, she'el eschirus and esuni. Agolim v'syochin, even though agolim and syochin are small, and they don't do melacha, agolim are little calves and syochin, even though they're small, shleimin v'shvurin. They're also, even if they're shvurin, and the reason is because you'll come to be machlif, and you'll say that if you do these agolim and syochim, even though they can't do melacha, you'll do it otu gdoilim and shvurim otu shleimim. That's what Rashi explains. So that's the shita of agolim and syochin. Unlike other tzoyin, agolim and syochim is more gzeira otu the other animals of shleimim and the ones you do malacha. Rabbi Yehuda mati b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda says shvura is out of the picture. A shvura, you're not going to be do malacha, so there's no gzeira otu. An animal that's handicapped cannot do any malacha. That's not a problem of shel and schirz and malacha melech of shvus behemtei on Shabbos. Ben b'seira mati b'sus. A sus is a large animal, but a sus is not meant for melacha. A sus is meant for riding a horse. Riding a horse is not an issa shvisa behemtoi, because chai nois is atzmoi digmoi is in Shabbos, and the only reason why a sus is only as mukta, because you might come to pull off a branch. Shema yachtach zmoira. So since a sus is only mukta because the yachter is moira, you might pull off a branch. So it's a din of mukta. By mukta, it's not applicable, this whole din. So b'mseira mati b'sus, because it's not a din of shvisa b'emter, it's only the rabbanon. Mokum shenogu lechol tzli, right to the mission says, a place that they ate tzli, on leile psochim, that means. So drashi b'mseira mati b'sus, v'shemalachta l'rechiva. It's meant for rechiva. Venice for riding a horse, so it's not for melacha. Venice yuni di day like a mikzah ben. The ain ba elamishum shvus. The ain roich ben al gabehem a gabe shvus nan. So he's saying it's only riding animals, only shvus because yachta is moira. And there's no mechamer because mechamer is only when it's meant for melacha. You want to check out the cow, so then you say, come here, Betsy. But you're not going to say that by shvus. It's not meant for melacha. Zok the end of the Mishnah. Mokum shenogu lechol tzli b'leil psochim. Now there was a minik that they ate tzli zechel kom pesach. So they ate roast. We don't eat any roast. But there was a mokum that they ate slibalele psechach, pesach psochim oichlin. Mokum shenogu shaloy lechoil, ein oichlin. Zok di gemorah. As follows.
What do you mean by mokum
shenogu? I mean, there's two nekudas in the mokum. There's a din of mokum shenogu, the minig is valid, it's not a minig tois. And there's another din of chumi mokum shiyotzel, chumi mokum shalach
l'shom. So that's the purpose of our mission, telling us that if this minig happens.
The minig is a valid minig.
Don't shoot them.
Don't shoot them. They have a valid thing to be based on. And the first mission we had of chumi mokum shiyotzel, mokum shalach would also apply. You can't eat sli if your minig is not to eat sli. En chanami. Really? That's the guy with Yontav Sheni. We had that sugya. Yontav Sheni. So he said, as you can't do malacha. Be midbar, you could do malacha. Rashi says that betzina it's muta. Toy says even betzina it's also. That was the sugya we had before. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Mokim shenogu lechol tzli b'leil psochim oichlim. Mokim shenogu shaloy lechol ein oichlin. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rav Yudom Rav. Osa lo adam sheme bosa ze lepesach. The biggest side. A person, if you pass like this in Shulchan Aruch, in Tov Samach Tes, Nechus Pesach, you're not allowed to say, when you go shopping for Pesach, Oslo le'odim she'yom ha'bosa ze'le Pesach. Why not? Zog the Gemara, mipnei bosa ze'le Pesach hu, mei she'nira kamakdash behemtoi, vo'oich ha'kotshem ha'chutz. Bosa ze'le Pesach? Why are you eating it b'chutz? You're makdash behemtoi. Now, what are we talking about? Let's see this Machlok Zushayim over here. Rashi says we're talking about what? Bosa ze va'afilu shchut kvar. We're not talking about an animal. Bosar zeh meaning an actual animal. Bosar means a shchuta. You have a piece of meat. Why is it also? Because it's kedushas domim. This money I'm going to use now, bosar shchuta, to buy a korban pesach. And oy bezoy, it's kachem bechutz. It's meila. So that's the reason why it's also. Tosis argues and he says that what's it called? It's only negay an actual animal, not bosar, meaning. So Rashi looks in the middle. Lekach nira day de shoyim aachshav bosel lepesach savi inish de mechayim akdashay al makdash the animal mechayim. The nafkamina would be the Rosh says the big nafkamina would be let's see have an animal that's at roil korban pesach. If the reason is kedushas dom dekadin, doesn't make a difference what it is. Any bosser, even if it's at roil pesach, the money I'll utilize. And if the reason is because savi inish de mechayim akdashay, then it's only a tles, something that's roil korban pesach. That's have the qualification of korban pesach. But a koponim, we pask in the Shulchan Aruch, lechumra, and we say, you're not allowed to go to the store and say, behem ezu lepesach, give me this meat for pesach. Aye, the meat's not roil pesach, it's cut a piece of meat, it's a rib steak. Teretz is because of kedushas domim. Now, there's a tshuva of Divrei Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, the Mechaba of Tvuas Haaretz, my elder Zeder, he writes that you can't even say by Machtza Shekel because of this Gemara, because of this Halacha, you can't say, this is for Machtza Shekel, the same win. If Machtza Shekel, if there's a, you're not allowed to say Bosses El Pesach, even on a piece of meat, so how can you say Machtza Shekel? Then the Chayri has to be Dafka for, it has a Kedusha, you have to use a Dafka for Machtza Shekel in the Beis HaMikdosh. How can you stam give it to Tzedakah? So the Archol on him, but upon him, that's the extent of being careful about saying, Bosse zelle Pesach. Ne shnir kamaktish behemtoi, wa oichel kashem bechutz. Zog de gomorra, omra papa, dafke bosser. Now, according to Rashi, the chiddush is dafke bosser, even though it's kedushas dome dikedin, ava chitiloi, the mint ala pischa koma. If you have chitim, these chitim of a Pesach, so that's meant, it's meant for Pesach, not the pshat kedushas dome min de chitim le Pesach for a korm Pesach. So, but according to Tosis, it's poshut. It's dafke bosser, dafke an animal, but not chiti. Ava chitiloi, the mint ala pischa koma. Zog die Gemara, Ubasar Loi. Okay, that's a new sugya. We'll stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow. Mitzvah Ubasar Loi.